I've mentioned this before, read the words, because the words are meant, I'm sure if they were written by a Spirit-filled person to lead us into this moment of worship, at the very end when the girls were singing hallelujah, that's a Hebrew word that means, you know, praise Yahweh, praise the Lord, praise God. And that's why we're here today. We've been on a journey, actually, since we've started this church. We're going to be going into our ninth year. And I remember when this gathering first started, you know, people have come and people have gone from this little family. I mean, that happens in churches. But I remember with the very first board, I sent out an email after we met in Jim and Sue Ebersol's basement. I said, because I grew up in a church. I grew up in a mainline denominational church. And there's good things that happen from that. But the thing that I lacked, through all of it was I became an institutionalized Christian. And there's two ways to approach Christianity today. I see it in the United States. And what I think has happened to most of us is we've become institutionalized Christians, which means we grew up in a denomination. This is how you do things. I was just speaking to one of our guests, Susie, out there this morning. This is where you sit. This is what we do when it's Thanksgiving. Now, there's some good things about traditions. But the worst thing about institutionalized Christianity is, this is my experience, is it never became relational Christianity. And that is really what we're after, is connecting people with the power, the life-changing power of Jesus Christ. That's what it's about. And what's happened today, which has been happening for many, many years. And by the way, Jesus had to do this same thing. This is what he fought with the Pharisees. You know, Judaism, all the Jewish nation, they had the law of Moses, and then they added all these other structures and laws to it. It became such a structured system. And Jesus came, and obviously they were all upset with him. He said, no, we're not doing it that way anymore. We're not going to sit in the same pews anymore. We're not going to do sacrifices anymore. That's not the way it is. There's no power in that. What the modern day Christianity lacks is life-changing power. But the power is there. We're just not plugging into it. And that's what I want to change with. I love it when we have young people here and we have guests, because every Sunday I come here, my prayer is, God, listen. I don't care if anybody joins Praise Committee. Well, we don't even have membership, so you can't join. So there. There is no membership in this church. It's an all-volunteer church. There's no salaries. I do this out of passion, because I know personally, and I know there's others of you out there too, that would have a personal testimony. There's something I learned about testimony, which we're going to hear here in a little bit. You can't have a powerful testimony unless you've been powerfully tested. Okay, so some of the stuff that you've gone through in your life right now, maybe you're going through presently, God can use that to His glory. It's promised in the Bible. It doesn't matter what you go, all things are possible for God, and God can use all things in our life, all things, if we step into His way of doing things out of faith. And He can change them into a powerful testimony, which He can use you then to expand His kingdom. See, the whole thing about church in today's day and age, to me, it has nothing to do with institutional. And I'm those of you that come here regularly, you know that. I'm not into the institutional. I'm not into all you get a pamphlet out and you read the prayer and do all this. It meant nothing to me growing up. What I was lacking is I wanted to know, is what these stories in this Bible, are they true? Can they literally take somebody who's down and out and broken and change your life so that you have, we've been talking about fruits of the Spirit. Can I literally wake up one day and can I have joy, peace, patience, kindness, love? All of these things are promised. Can I have joy even though I'm walking through things that are like hell? And the answer is yes, if you step out in faith and you connect and you plug in what we've been studying, you stay attached to the vine, plug in to the power of Jesus Christ, which today, in this New Testament time, this is what we have today. We have a bunch of stories in the Old Testament which we can still gather a much nectar, much life-giving things. We're going to read a little bit about that in a minute. And we have all the stories in the New Testament says, how did this new church, this thing called Christianity, the way, this new way of doing things, how did it change the world? And now what's happened? Where churches are, you know, half empty on Sundays and people are in routines and their life is, you know, if we were real honest right now, all of us, right now, what's running on your hard drive? Like when the girls are singing. Is your mind in 100 other places? You know, it happens to me. It can happen. It's just you come to church, we get asked to go to church. But then we, you know, it's like, yeah, it's awkward. Why am I standing? There's words on the screen. And we're detached from the power. I'm just being honest. I'm calling it the way I see it because, I live it. I know there's times, I'm the pastor, and there's times I don't want to come here. But I know that that's a power outside of what Jesus Christ wants me to do because it says in the Bible, listen, if you start walking with Jesus, there's going to be a power and there's going to be forces against you that do not want this to happen. Yesterday I came here with Ken. We were going to set up the video I'm going to show you about this tremendous testimony. And we got here and the janitor of this church was here. He says, guys, you got bad news. The heater's out in this church. It's out right now. Luckily, it didn't get that. It's not bad. He was like, okay. Because I talked to Pastor Jackie on the phone. I said, hey, do you know? He said, yeah, I know what's going on. She says, I may cancel service tomorrow. I said, well, I'm not canceling. Because I know that right now the devil's probably trying to make this happen because somebody here today, his life can be changed because of the power of Jesus Christ. And if one person walks out of here and is reconnected with the love of Jesus Christ, then I am dancing in the streets. Even if I never see you again, what I want for you is for you to understand that when you connect with Jesus, it's life-changing. And it doesn't matter if you're 5 years old or 105 years old. It doesn't matter when it happens. It's about making sure that it happens. You hear a lot of churches today, they say, oh, come as you are. And I'm all about that. Come as you are. Doesn't matter how you come to this place. But what I don't want to have happen is leave as you are. Because then I've failed. See, I'm what's called a pastor. And what the pastor is supposed to do is lead his sheep to places where they can graze and eat healthy and you keep them safe. And so I feel like I'm failing if I'm not leading you to Jesus. I don't want to lead you to this church. I don't want you to lead people to listen to me. I want you to understand the God of this Bible and the Son that He gave us. And right now in this day and age, the power of the Holy Spirit is as real and powerful today as it was in the book of Acts when it was given to the disciples. When the power came upon them, that's when everything changed. That's why Christianity, look, the first church for the first 300 years, they didn't have a New Testament. They were a bunch of fishermen and, you know, Lord knows what else, carpenters, fishermen. They weren't trained people. That's why it says in the Bible that God says He will use things that look ridiculous to the world, but what He'll do is He'll empower them so that the powerful, the wealthy, the elite will look ridiculous because nothing can overcome the power of the Holy Spirit. Nothing. So, if you're in junior high or high school, here's my message to you young people. Because I can still remember when I was in junior high and high school, believe it or not. And that was a long time ago. When I was in junior high, I ate lunch by myself every day. I didn't like it, but I did. sat by myself at a table. And a matter of fact, and you can remember some of this stuff because obviously it affected you or affected me. And you've all got stories, but I remember there was this bully, and I can still remember his name, but I'm not going to say it because this might be being recorded and he might still come and beat me up. This is a crazy, but it's a true story. By the way, I don't write all this stuff down. This just happens. This is coming out of me. You know, I write all kind of Bible notes, but I don't write down my sermons. So I'm sitting at this table, and I'm used to it. I eat by myself. And this bully guy, Mike Pellock would know him, and it wasn't Mike, by the way. He wasn't a bully. Sat across from me, and now it's funny. And every time I would take a scoop of my corn or whatever it was I was eating, he would mimic me. And so I had to sit through lunch every time I did this, and he's just like he's daring me to like do something. But I sat there, smiled, and went on. Now, what's the point of this story? The point of the story is all of us in here have been through lots of stuff. What I want to tell you is it wasn't until I found the life-changing power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ that all that now, I see how God used my journey to help equip me to share stories with others. So, institutionalized Christianity, let me get back to that. We have a problem as Christians. Here's the thing I want you to understand. Christianity, we've been through this many times. Salvation is a gift. There is nothing you can do to earn the gift. Nothing. I've taught this many times with the parable of the prodigal son. You can never, ever be outside the circle of God's love. Doesn't matter what you've done. Doesn't matter. You're never outside of the circle of God's love. You can't go too far. That's really what the prodigal son thing's about. But here's what we got to get in our hearts. You can be outside the circle of God's blessings. In other words, God loves us. The door is always open for us to plug in, to Jesus and start a new path. But that requires one thing, and that is to accept the gift. And then that, when you accept the gift out of faith, that's when the power comes into your life. And that's when things can start to change. Because for years, I struggled with all kinds of things. Those of you that know, I was a single parent. I have a severely handicapped son. I was broke. I was worn out. I was tired. I was depressed. I was like, nothing in life is going right. And I was a Christian. I was a Christian during all this. I was very, very, very involved in church. Sunday school teacher, youth director, I was on the council. I really got involved in the music ministry. Those of you remember that. I wrote songs. Our band went around to different churches. And while that was going on, I was drinking like crazy. I was going out with a lot of different women. And yet I was a Christian. But I was an institutional Christian. There was no power in my Christianity. And what I want you to understand is that I see that everywhere now. And I'm not down on you, but because I've lived it. I'm saying there's a better way, and that is become a relational Christian. But here's our problem. I'm going to go all the way back to the book of Genesis. In the book of Genesis, we have Adam and Eve and that story, and it goes to Noah's Ark and that story. God gets so frustrated with humanity and wipes them all out except Noah and Shem, Ham and Japheth and his kids and their wives. And, they get the animals in the boat. And then, so God is wanting to start over. Let's just do it again. Let's start it over. So now what we get to in chapter 12 in Genesis is Abraham, Father Abraham. Father Abraham, the beginning of the special God's chosen people, the Hebrew people, the Israelites. But there's some powerful words in here for us today. These are the first things that God spoke to Abraham. Listen to this. It says, "Now the Lord said to Abraham, get out of your country, away from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. And I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So what's so powerful about that to us today? Get out. God says, get out. Lee, listen. Do you know, back then, even now, the clans of the people, it was so important to them. It was everything. Their clan, their family, the people they grew up with, their town, their routines. This is what you do. This is our land. You divide the land up amongst your sons, and this is where life takes place. And what's God do? He says, wait a minute, I'm going to set you apart. I'm going to turn your life into something like you can't believe, but you got to leave. You got to leave your town, your family, leave them. Leave them and go to where I'm going to show you. And that is the problem with institutionalized Christianity today. We won't leave behind all the baggage and the luggage to accept the power of Jesus Christ in our life. We're stuck in the, this is what religion's got to be, rather than this is what Jesus wants to happen in my life. We're stuck. Now today, in today's day and age, that becomes very easy. You can get stuck in all kinds of things. See, what we want, this same thing where God went to Abraham, said, leave, go. You got to leave that. Because God knew if he stayed in his routine, God wouldn't be able to work with him. He had to get Abraham away from everything he knows. So Abraham had to trust him implicitly for everything. That's what God was looking for. That's what God's looking for now today. He's looking for people that he wants to have someone that says, listen, I'm willing to go do whatever you tell me to do. I am willing. And when that happens, your path in life is going to be unbelievably amazing. It won't necessarily be easy, but it'll be amazing. Look what happened in the New Testament. Jesus came along. He's just getting ready to start his ministry. He sees these old boys fishing along the seaside. What does he say? Drop your nets. Stop what you're doing and come follow me. See, our issue today is we want the power of Jesus. We want the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, self-control. You know, we want that. We want the fruits of the Spirit. But we don't want to go where Jesus wants us to go. We want to stay where we are. We want to stay. Yeah, I'm comfortable here. I don't know what would people think if I actually got down on my hands and knees and prayed to the Lord and just bowed down and said, oh God, I need you in my heart. What would people think? What would people think if you stood here and worshiped until there's tears streaming down your face? What would people think? See, we're stuck in institutionalized Christianity. It's not about the place. You know, we meet in the park all summer. It's not about the place. That's what I love about this church. What I want you to understand is we do need to break away so that you can enjoy the power that's available to all of us. And that is the power that was given to us through Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. God works through the Holy Spirit today. That's how He changes people today. It's through the power of the Holy Spirit. You read these words, and there's two ways to read these words. You can read them academically, institutionally, and there's some great stories in here, but they'll have no power on your life. When these words become seeds in your heart, see, God wants to change your heart. And that can only happen through the power of the Holy Spirit. They're seeds. These are seeds that are planted in the heart. And when you continually feed your life and keep putting seeds in here, and if you're praying that God will pour out His Spirit on you, then you are going to see power in your life like you've never seen. It always takes faith. It always takes faith. So God wants to... There's two things that can happen, what I want you to notice in this video we're going to watch here in just a second. God wants to use you, everyone in here, everyone. I don't care who you are, how old you are. Doesn't matter. God wants to use you so that Not that your life becomes some amazing blessing. When you join up with God, what you're joining up with is a life of living in trust and love. And love, when you have true love, it's a life of servanthood. How can I help this person, that person? How does God want to use me? That's what it's about. That's what you're signing up for. So, the video you're going to see, you're going to see an impossible situation. If you're just an institutional Christianity and this person were to come up in your life, you'd have said, it's over. There's no hope here. Look, I'm going to pray for him, but, there's nothing. This is a person that had everything and then lost everything. Dignity, money, everything. And then God got involved. Ken, are we ready? Girls, want to come up? Let's do a nice song. Oh, there's so much in there. There was a very important... Isn't that amazing? That's the reality of God. He changes anything. There's a very important part that Wanda, the model, the redheaded model, she said something very important. I want you all to remember this as you go out today into the world, into this broken world. She said, because we all know people that need this prayer, that need God in their life to help them change direction. But the thing she said was, I knew that if I could get Danny to accept the gospel, then everything would be okay. In other words, she didn't try to figure out, well, how am I going to get him into rehab? How is he going to do this? This guy's going to die. He's got hepatitis. Lord knows what else. He's broke. Nothing. All she knew was if she could connect him to the power of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, God would take him in his hands and it would be okay. And that's what I want every one of you to know out there. If you know someone, if you have a friend, a family member that's broken, that's away from the Lord, their life may be just going perfect right now. They might have the great job. They got money in the bank. They're driving the right car. They live in the right neighborhood. They belong to the right clubs. Whatever it is, it's just everything is smooth. See, that's another way that the devil will use anything to get us so we do not attach to the Spirit. Pray for them. All they need to do is hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's where you and I come in. That's where you and I come in. In other words, and the other thing is, never, ever, ever give up on that person. Wanda prayed, this took place over several years. Her inviting him to church and handing him the $20. Slowly, the Word of God got in his heart. And when he hit the rock bottom is when he finally stepped out in faith. He even said, listen, I am not a God person. He didn't believe in God. He didn't believe in the gospel. He didn't believe in the words in this Bible. And yet on the day that he stepped out, and you know why? Because the circle of God's love is never, ever, you're never outside the circle of God's love. God loved Danny, but it required him to step out in faith. He had to step out in faith and cry on the name of the Lord. On the day you cry out on the name of the Lord, you will be saved. Remember that. Remember that for yourself, for your friends, and for your family. Father, we gather here in this humble little place, and all I ask is that if there's a heart out there today that needs your love, let that heart be receptive. Do not hold back. Open your heart. Start a new path. Listen, Satan, the deceiver, the liar, the murderer, he will do anything in his power to keep you from connecting to the power of Jesus Christ. Because he knows that once that happens, it's over for him. Will you wake up the next day and everything's going to be perfect? Absolutely not. Here's what happens when the Holy Spirit comes into your life. You receive the heart, the eyes, and the ears of Jesus. And what that means is, now when you hear the world, when you see the world, when you feel the world, you define it completely different. You can be walking in the same swamp and know that it's going to be okay. Because you're now connected to the navigational force that will lead you exactly to where you need to be and where you need to go. To accomplish what God wants you to accomplish. And here's what God wants every one of us to accomplish. He wants us to live with the power of the kingdom of heaven here and now and to share that with others. so that others can have and know the peace and the joy and the love of God. That is what it's about. That's what church is about. That's why we come here, and to equip ourselves. Not so we can just leave and now we go into whatever. No, it's to change our lives. Come as you are, but please leave changed through the power of Jesus Christ. What are we singing? I guess we're going to find out.